Hey everyone, welcome in. You know, we have been focusing on aspects of health recently in the last few weeks. We have looked at physical exercise with a professional fitness trainer here in Sandpoint. We've looked at our mental and emotional health with a really wonderful, long-standing health counseling group here in Sandpoint. And last week we had two pastors that helped us in our spiritual walk to understand a little bit about what's going on in Israel and what it may mean to us. And, I also had the privilege of speaking with the girls' middle school and high school wrestling coach. So all about fitness and health and teamwork for our young people. So today, I'm continuing on in that, and I'm excited to introduce you to Dr. Adam Mananem. He is the chiropractor at North Idaho Spine Clinic. Full disclosure, he's my doc and for this aspect of my health, and I am so grateful for that part of my health program. So there's really so much new to learn and know about chiropractic medicine. It's definitely a growing segment of mainstream medicine. So stay with us and check it out. We'll be right back after this first break.
Live comedy returns to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, January 13th, as Philip Kopinski presents this year's Comedy Avalanche series, this month starring Andrew Rivers.
I have a friend that has a service dog, but it's a chihuahua. I'm like, I don't think that counts. She's like, no, it helps with my anxiety. I'm like, the dog shakes more than you do. I think your service dog needs a service dog.
As seen on Dry Bar Comedy and Laughs on Fox, don't miss Andrew Rivers with special guests live on the Panada stage in Sandpoint Saturday, January 13th. Tickets are just $25 in advance and available now at panada.org. Don't miss this great night of comedy this Saturday. For tickets and more info, go to philipcopcomedy.com or panada.org. Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Deer Park Farm Center is now AgriService, so get your equipment ready for spring. Schedule your winter service inspection at AgriService and save up to 15% on AMCO parts and have our factory-trained service technicians complete the work. Schedule now and have your service complete before March 31st to take advantage of this deal. Don't sacrifice your productivity. Get the most reliable service with our winter service special happening now at AgriService. We don't compromise on quality, and neither should you. AgriService. Together, we drive agriculture forward.
Visit Pro-X Home Center in Bonners Ferry today to see the amazing Whirlpool washer with two ways to wash thanks to a 2-in-1 removable agitator. With the agitator removed, bulky loads are a breeze. Or leave the agitator in place for a deep clean of everyday wash loads. Also, be sure to check out their beautiful Maytag side-by-side refrigerators as well as their incredibly functional Whirlpool 3-rack dishwashers. Pro-X Home Center has everything for your kitchen, bath, and beyond. We are your hometown everything store.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, here we are back again. Join me, say hello, and welcome to Dr. Adam Mananim. I'm going to be Dr. Adam from now on. Welcome
That's
in.
That's perfect. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I want to begin where I think a lot of our listeners want to begin, a little bit about the history of chiropractic medicine, because it has come from some darker days to now. It's like going into the mainstream, isn't it?
It is, yes. So if we chiropractic is very much like it was born in Iowa. So Davenport, Iowa is like the birthplace of chiropractic. And, you know, my wife's an acupuncturist. So she also will tell me, no, it's been around for like 3,000 years with other types of medicines, modalities. But for the most part, like what we think of as chiropractic started in 1895, Davenport, Iowa. And the initial story was kind of interesting. A man named D.D. Palmer. He was an energy worker. He was this kind of unique fella. And he had a janitor who lost his hearing. So this guy was born. He could hear. He had an accident, fell, couldn't hear anymore. And so one day he was looking at the guy and he was walking, you know, head to the side and looked all crooked. And he ended up doing an adjustment to this guy and his hearing came back.
Wow.
Just like that. So he thought he found the cure for deafness, right? And so people were lining up. And this is, you know, 1895 is before really modern medicine of what we think.
Before
too.
X-ray, right, was really a standard.
Yeah,
they could see.
I'd have to look back at
there.
That. X-rays were probably coming up around that time,
but maybe not common.
Yeah, probably not used as much in just healthcare in general. So he got to start adjusting all these different people and realize, okay, I didn't find the cure to deafness. Like no one else regained their hearing, but he started seeing these changes in other parts of their health. And so that was really the spring point of chiropractic. And, from there, the profession just grew and, you know, kind of took us to where there's a lot of steps to where we got to today
right.
with how we practice, but that was the start of it. And it all developed from there.
You know, what I found interesting as we were chatting about this, and you had mentioned that it is not uncommon now for what we would call mainstream doctors, family physicians, internists, to refer their patient to a chiropractic doctor for adjustments for certain, to make certain treatments, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I've had patients come from the ER that the doctor's like, go get to a chiropractor. Like, I think that's where you need to be. So that is really neat to see because the history hasn't always been like that. Because there's been, when you go through the 1910s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, kind of a clash between chiropractic mm-hmm. and medicine. And from the medical side, they kind of said we were practicing medicine because people were coming to chiropractors for
because
the
it
flu
was working.
And whatever else, right? It wasn't just muscle skeletal.
Yeah.
But the chiropractic, like the philosophy and the approach was that, you know, we live our life through the nervous system. So, you know, having a nervous system because it lives in the spine, right? If that's not functioning well, it's going to affect all aspects of health. And so that was their approach. And yes, people that like there was really, I don't know how much time we have with this,
okay,
but
go
the
ahead.
Flu pandemic back in 19, what was that?
Spanish
flu?
Yeah.
That was before like full antibiotics and stuff. And so people were going to chiropractors because they were starting to hear like, hey, if we get adjusted, like people aren't dying from the flu as much. And so literally states licensed chiropractors overnight because they were finding that people getting adjusted weren't having the same effect. You know, they weren't like experiencing the same symptoms as people that weren't. And so really interesting history with that. And so
that's really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get to it a little bit later, but one of the positive benefits that you just mentioned to going in and getting adjusted is it improves your immune system because your electrical system.
Yep.
You know, I don't know all the words, but there's something going on in there with the flow of energy in your body that has a positive impact on your immune system. Is that correct?
It can be. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, again, I'll make sure like chiropractic isn't necessarily like we're not treating like, immune.
Exactly.
You know, it's not the goal, right? So if
yeah.
you diagnose whatever X, Y disease, like symptoms or disease, like
yeah.
our focus isn't to treat that.
Right.
But how we approach the body with adjustments and the really nervous system focused, like everything's controlled by that. right? So I routinely will have kiddos come in with ear infections that maybe are scheduled for tubes even, and we start working with them and ears drain. So it does have a positive effect on the immune system.
Okay, which could be...
So does, there's other things too. Exercise, movement, right? All that stuff can change. And so, yeah.
Well, how did you, let's back up to your training. How did you get into this as a career and profession? What kind of training is necessary to be a chiropractor?
Yeah, so you need an undergrad degree. Right. So 4 years undergrad, or there's so many hours you need to get, but it's basically 4 years of undergrad. And then when you go to chiropractic school, it's basically 10 trimesters, but they pack it into three and a half years. So it's really busy there. So, you're looking at it's an 8-year program when it's all said and done, going through school, and, they have outpatient clinics. So yeah, it's pretty rigorous. It was pretty intense going through school.
So does Idaho so that's what Idaho requires, and you go through that and you get a license in Idaho? Or
so every state has their own individual, here's how many continued hours you need, but every state recognizes that, hey, you graduated from this school, you took your their national boards is basically what you take. So you pass these, their big set of board exams, and once you pass that, you can go to most different states, but then you have to get a license in the state. Isn't necessary. You might have jurisprudence tests you have to take, but they're not clinical as much. Yep. Right. So all that's done kind of from a national level, and then each state has their own licensing.
And you talked about continuing education, and I think that you have sought or you have received an advanced degree, or you're working on an advanced degree. Tell our audience about that, because really I think that a lot of people in our audience, I didn't know very much coming in. Seriously. So it's really interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, but my passion is really pediatrics. Pediatrics, pregnancy, family, going into that world, because there's so much impact as a chiropractor we can have. And I really think, when we're looking at kids' health specifically, they're having more challenges. And they're actually looking at alternatives from maybe mainstream medicine with different kinds of drugs and that kind of therapy. They're looking for alternatives, right? So when you can approach people with a very natural, safe, effective treatment.
I was going to say effective.
Yeah, effective. It's super impactful. So, my kind of start to chiropractic was I was a sports kid. That was my realm. I was going to be a sports chiropractor working with, that was my vision, teams and whatever else. And after having my daughter, that switched, that opened up my eyes to children and pediatrics and, supporting pregnant moms, because you can have a huge impact with that.
Now I was just going to say, let's go ahead and stay with that since we got there. First of all, I was surprised the first time I sat in your office area. There was a mama there with what looked to me like a baby that had been born the day before. I mean, this baby was brand new.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I didn't know
anything.
I was dropping off a friend. I had no intention of coming in and doing this. But she influenced me because she started talking about, so go ahead and tell us, first of all, start with the woman that's pregnant. What are some of the advantages or relief that a pregnant woman may find by going to a chiropractor?
Yep. So pregnancy in itself, your body's changing, right? There's a lot of physical structural changes. There's weight, weight gets moved around. So that weight itself affects the spine, right? So there's different dynamics to it. So, when we're thinking about the spine as the core of our body, we want to be able to move and bend and twist and not be wound up and stressed with it. So,
and it's not our bones that we're talking. The bones are straight, but it's what's going up and down inside of those. Carrying all those messages and all that electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. When you think of stress, it doesn't just stop in bones and joints and muscle, right? It really affects the nervous system too. And that's where we internalize stress. So, helping the mom get adjusted, she's more comfortable. A lot of moms will start getting sciatica and swelling and those kind of things. And it's just super effective with that. Secondly, though, developing baby, the less stress on mom, the better that baby develops, right? There's just less things that come up for them. And so the goal when I'm working with moms is, number one, help them be way more comfortable through pregnancy and active and moving and all those things. But two, in my mind, I'm like, well, we're supporting this baby, mm-hmm. right? We're helping take stress out the baby, help them, you know, be more comfortable in the womb, which hopefully is a better delivery. And as the kid's developing, like, they're developing better, right? Because they didn't have those stresses.
Exactly. Yep. And then, so then the baby, well, what about different kinds of birthing? I mean, it seems to me that you've mentioned that maybe a baby, not that chiropractic medicine will always resolve this, but sometimes a baby gets sideways or upside down or backwards or something. Yep. And chiropractic medicine can, to a certain degree, right? You tell us about that.
Yeah. So one of the things, you know, whenever I ever see a new baby, and I tell moms this all the time, like, what should a baby do? Eat, sleep, poop, right? I mean, that's their function to start in life. And, you know, if they're not doing that, you can usually find, like, it's wound up in their neurology, right? Wow. They're stressed in some way. One of the main stresses is the birth process. And it's probably one of the more overlooked, I'll say, injuries to babies that, you know, and pediatricians are starting to see this more and more, that traumatic births, like, cause delays and neurologic development issues for these little ones down the road. So early on care with chiropractic can really help that. Because when you think of a birth, where does that, it's a lot of neck stuff, isn't it? Like, that's mm-hmm. where it gets wound up. And from a nervous system, like, that's what's developing at that time, right? So the more stress to that system, the harder, usually more challenges come up for that kid. And that's really what chiropractic is trying to clear out, is stress to the nervous system.
Yeah. I find that so interesting, because if someone had said to me several months ago, before I met you and started hearing what you have to say, I would have said, yeah, birth is really stressful to the baby. And people think about, let's have that baby in warm water in a tub. It's all kind of spiritual, emotional. Yeah. I never thought about the actual spine, neck, pressure and injury. Yep. That can happen to the baby going through the birth canal. So it we want to have a supportive, mellow music playing, yeah. but we also need to treat what stress may happen to the spinal, to the spine and the neck.
Yep. And that, it's important to know too, because the more early on stress, right, from physical stress, like, that's a physical stress for that little one, the more it affects our health. And so it's way different than, you know, getting in a car wreck as a baby as it is to, you know, when we're older. It has a bigger effect on development.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I always say something before you get in. Honestly, I thought when I was sitting there in the waiting room waiting on my friend and talking to this lovely mama and her little baby, I thought the reason that people would come to you and get treated is because they had been in an automobile accident or they had fallen and snapped their neck or whiplash or they had to be injured. I didn't realize, just for kind of your everyday stresses, everyday life, and maintenance, like going in and getting yourself maintained as we shovel snow and we do things that stress our body. To me, it was like a whole door opening, the value of this for everyone in some kind of maintenance in terms of exercise, eating right, and getting yourself adjusted every now and then. I don't think I'm going overboard on this. I'm a believer because I'm a recipient of the benefits.
Yeah. No matter what age we're at, right? We're exposed, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, chemicals, spirit, there's all kinds of different stresses, right?
Yes.
And if you think of, like, where does stress live? It's like, okay, well, it's in our body, but it's that nervous system that's processing it all. And, you know, when we're thinking of chiropractic from a health maintenance, I mean, the spine is the core of your body, right? So we need to move, we need to bend, we need to twist. And literally that spinal movement, your brain depends on to function right, right? It needs the information to decide, what are we going to do? How are we going to help take care of this person? So that's really, chiropractic is really about helping your body function optimally, right? Helping the nervous system adapt to different stresses. And if you're getting wound up in the spine, it affects the spine, the brain, like, across the board.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Yeah, okay. If you have whiplash, yes, you also want to go to the chiropractor.
You do, yes.
If you get hurt, like my husband went years and years ago a couple of times and had no more headaches.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, stress headaches. But so yes, if you're injured, but also just for ongoing maintenance. Yeah. We're going to talk more about all these ongoing benefits. Honestly, there are so many. So we're up against a break right now. So let's go ahead and take that break. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more information just for you.
Are you looking for a rewarding career? Have you hesitated because you do not have access to affordable childcare? At Kiniksu Community Health, we believe in creating opportunities for our employees to thrive. That's why we opened KCH Kids Club, on-site childcare for our employees. Enrollment is offered year-round to meet the needs of variable working schedules. Even better, Kiniksu Community Health is hiring. Apply today and learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
You never know if the person next to you in line is a McMuffin, a McGriddles, biscuit, or burrito person. But what you do know is that every last one of us in line for our McDonald's breakfast this morning were brave enough to get out of bed a few minutes early.
Waking up is even easier with McDonald's Sausage McMuffin with Egg. Now on the buy one, get one for a dollar menu. Mix and match with your breakfast favorites. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Whoever said, good things come to those who wait, clearly never ordered in the McDonald's app. Just order ahead in the app, and you can pick up when you get here.
Now on the app, when you buy one breakfast sandwich, like the classic sausage McMuffin with egg or the tempting sausage egg and cheese McGriddles, get another or mix and match for just a dollar, which is always a good thing. At participating McDonald's, valid one time per day, excludes D123 menu. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey there, you guys are so fortunate today. You are tuning into a really interesting show with Dr. Adam Mananen, and he is a chiropractic doctor. He is at North Idaho Spine Clinic. It's right over here on Michigan Avenue, kind of down Michigan from the high school. And what's the telephone number? If we have people that want to call you, what number can they call to get the office?
So it's 265-2225.
All right, 208-265-2225. And that will get you to the North Idaho Spine Clinic, Dr. Adam. Well, I want to back up a little bit, because when a new patient comes in to consult with you, you run a series of tests. Tell us about those tests.
Yep. So the first thing, you know, when you're meeting someone for the first time is you want to rule out anything serious, right? Do we need to refer out? I mean, do we need to get them to the medical profession? Do we need to get them somewhere else, right? So if that's not happening, if there's not something that I think we really need to get more information, or if we need to send them out for actual tests, you know, first we're going to sit and listen. You know, I really want to get the history, just really understand what's going on for this patient. My office, I use a couple special tests, because since we're very nervous system focused, I'm using some technology that actually lets me see how is their nervous system functioning? You know, are they operating from a really well adaptive state? Are they struggling? Are they wound up, stressed? There's three different tests we use with that. HRV, I'll just say that because some people, it's more and more, you'll see it. Some of the smartwatches have little variances of it, but that's one of the tests we use, and it
heart
gives
rate.
Heart rate variability.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's looking at, hey, are you stuck in stress mode? Gas pedal on. Could be the kid bouncing off the wall at school, you know, the adult that can't focus. Or are you really well balanced with that? And that's important to know, because that gives me an idea how you've been operating, where your nervous system's living from. The other two tests we use are also looking at the nervous system, but it's giving me that idea of how much stress is, you know, how much stress is stuck in you. I'm also looking at movement, right? Movement's huge. So can you bend? Can you twist? Like if you look over your shoulder, do you have to like, you know, move your whole back and turn or, you know, so I want to see that mobility standpoint too of just how you move. Cause movement really is, key to our body function, to our brain, to aging healthy, right? It's important across the board, for a little baby developing, they need to move right. They need to hit their milestones. So the movement, I will, if it's appropriate, do orthopedic neurologic tests, you know, more from a medical standpoint if we need to. But really those neurologic exams that we do, those scans give me a lot of information, of how to go forward with somebody and how we can best help.
You know, you mentioned, I think you mentioned heat thermography. You do a thing up and down the spine where you measure the heat on both sides of the spine.
Yeah, yep.
What does that tell you when you do that?
Yep. So thermography, basically like you described, we're rolling a really sensitive temperature gauge, right, up the spine on each side. And ideally we expect to see fairly good balance from side to side. There's patterns. They've done a lot of these on, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And so we know operating a healthy functioning person usually has similar temperatures in each side. When we're starting to see big differences, it's a sign that, hey, your body's struggling keeping up with this, right? It's having trouble regulating. And the same neurology, same parts of the nervous system that help with temperature also do a lot of the internal body function things, right? So we could talk about digestion and immunity and hormone production and, you know, all those different things get tied into it. So it's another gauge for me to say, hey, your body is struggling. Like, let's work on this. And it gives me that idea of how the body's wound up, where the spine's wound up. Because the other one we do is a surface EMG.
Yes.
So that's actually looking at neuromuscular activity. So it's giving me that idea of how, and these are along the spine, right? So they're much more part of that, like, whole body nervous system, and give me that idea of how wound up is the body, you know, and then that approach to it. So those three scans do a really good job for us, whether it's pediatric, little kiddo, adult, you know,
yeah,
across the board from that too.
It's all the way from the brain all the way down the spine to,
yep,
the hip area.
Yep. And it's really
that's
measuring
where the main center, that's like our, yeah, central system. That's, yep, like the, I don't know, the nerve center, if you will.
Well,
like
central
at an
nervous
airport.
System is brain and spinal cord,
that's it,
right? And that's where it lives. And so, you know, chiropractic wise, I mean, the reason we work with the spine is because it influences that central nervous system.
You know, what's interesting to me with all of this, for someone who came in without an injury, but there were things that were obviously going on that I was unaware of. And it's only in going through treatments and getting adjusted that I've seen changes in my body that I'm aware of something good happening over here.
Yeah.
And I was unaware that there was an issue. So I don't know. To me, it's, as I said before, it's like a door opening. It's just really so very interesting.
Yeah.
And you can, on that thermography thing, so if the heat is not on, as much on one side or the other, that means it's blocked over here or something? Is that, would that be a layman's way of,
yeah,
looking,
I mean,
at
your,
it?
Yeah, I mean, your body's doing its best to, like, keep you alive, make you adapt, things like that, right? So, you know, it's more, I mean, you could think of it as block, and it, you can get into a lot of details on why, okay, why does your body divert, you know, blood flow basically, right, to one side or the other. I mean, you could have inflammation, right? You could have an area that's very inflammatory. And we tend to find that, you know, from those scans, it doesn't tell us exactly where and how to adjust, but it really gives us a picture of, you know, parts of the body that we're going to focus on and probably what's the most impactful. Yeah.
What about x-rays? I mean, it seems to me that I thought x-rays were like, that's what every chiropractor did, but you did not, at least with me, you didn't, but you do use x-rays sometimes.
I will. So x-rays are really interesting. I love seeing x-rays. I mean, I've worked in two different practices. We x-rayed pretty much everyone that came through. So they're fascinating. You know, x-rays can be beneficial. And if I think there's injury or something serious structurally wrong with the spine, like I'm going to send out for x-rays, right? If it's a safety thing that we need, we're going to get them done. The average person coming in, barring, hey, you just got in a big wreck or things like that, like I usually won't do x-rays right away because it gives me a static picture, right? And so, yes, we can look at the bones, but since we really know that like chiropractic is more about the nervous system, like that static non-moving picture doesn't give me the whole story of what's going on.
See, that's the revelation right there. It's all about the nervous system. I thought it was all about bones. You're just pushing my bones around. I didn't think I needed that. But anyway, go ahead.
X-rays are still fine. There's people in town that will x-ray you, and I think they're wonderful. And some people's technique, they need x-rays because they adjust off the x-rays too. Yeah. So it just depends how you approach it. But, you know, the more I get into pediatrics, like, I don't need an x-ray of baby, right?
Yeah,
it's just like they're not having truly like spinal problems. It's the nervous system that needs help. So
apart from pediatrics for the moment, what is the most common reason that people do come in and consult with you? So our listeners can kind of get a feeling if that might relate to them.
Yeah. So I do have a diverse practice. My oldest patient, I think, is 97.
Wow.
90s. Yeah. And she's lovely. She's one of my favorite patients, right? And hers is mobility, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that mobility piece is so big. And I think, you know, if you broke it up in the populations, I'm 40 now, and I'm even starting to feel like like some mobility changes. So that's probably the root cause of some of, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s as we get older. Obviously, I do see a lot of people still for back pain. You know, we're shoveling, we're doing so much. You know, we live in North Idaho. We have people that are out in the woods all day, logging, building, all these different things. And, you know, it's crippling when you can't move. So
this is a very physical, outdoorsy group of people, whether they're skiing or cutting down a tree. You know, this is an outdoor environment. Even if you're just out walking, jogging, or riding a bike, you know, we're physical. So we get back pain or neck pain.
Yep. Some of those things come up. Headaches. I see a lot of people for headaches. You know, there's a lot that gets wrapped up, especially in that upper neck for that. You know, those are pretty common. If we're going to more pediatrics, I mean, it could be colic, reflux, other kind of the baby ones that we get to work with. And then as you develop and you start getting a little bit older, there's, you know, sensory processing stuff, right? Like ADD and all those different things that come up, or if they're missing milestones, those are really important for
and those can all be impacted to some level and degree through adjustments.
And, there's a big influence
so
on that.
Amazing.
Yeah. The spine can just negatively impact development, you know, if it's not functioning right for kids. Yeah. So
for those, I really relate to the mobility. Praise God. I don't have back pain or headaches. I don't know. I never have. But I do notice mobility and flexibility, I think, are really good, but I always want them to be better. The other thing that I think that it has affected in me, and I don't know if this is common, Dr. Adam, but it has impacted my balance. And the only reason I know that is not because I'm falling down all the time, but because in gym class I have to stand on one leg and move the other leg around and do things on one leg, and I have noticed an improvement in my balance.
Yep.
I mean, that's incredible to me.
Yeah, that and I, you know, I get, I'll tell a story about it. How old is this kid? 6, 5? Somewhere right in there. And he came to me specifically for that issue.
Oh my goodness.
Like he, you know, he was super active kid. He also like would get tired super quick, and like all of his kids were biking and running and like going on these little snow skateboard, and he just couldn't do it. So that's when I started seeing him, and his that balance and coordination changed within like a month. He was like on those little snow scooter skateboards. So it has a big impact on that. And, you know, a lot of it, when we think of balance and coordination, we're like, okay, it's just a brain function, but it's still all, your body needs the information coming in, right? And it goes to the spinal cord, relays at the top of the brain, hits the cerebellum. So if you're getting a lot of stress patterns to the spine, it affects that. Yeah. Yep, it absolutely can.
Listen, everybody, this is Barbara talking. The doctor is not saying this. So this is like, you want to take this with a big grain of salt. But I think one of the things that happens with your balance is like new synapses start get opening up in your brain. And as those avenues of communication kind of groove in, you start having, you know, like long-term better balance. It's like your brain starts remembering something it may have forgotten or something it never learned. All right, he's saying yes, but he's being kind. But honestly, I think it's just like getting our brain synapses snapping again in certain areas.
Yeah, you can think of them as highways, right? Yeah. So you can think of like, you're going down a two-track bumpy road, right? You're not going as fast compared to, this is a four-lane super highway. And, you know, those are the ones you can help smooth out.
Amen. I want those four-lane super highways up in my brain. All right, everybody, we are up against our last break. We're going to take it. We still have a long ways to go with Dr. Adam, chiropractor, right here in Sandpoint.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 89 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home, to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest winter stock reduction savings book. Pick up a copy in-store. Save $15 on a 50-pound bag of Black Gold Explorer dry dog food, just $34.99. Save on Sterilite storage totes. The 54-quart is just $8.99. Plus, save in sporting goods on Mr. Heater tank top heaters. Winter stock reduction priced at 30% off. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how.
Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We're talking with Dr. Adam Mananim today, and he's a chiropractor here in Sandpoint at North Idaho Clinic. You can get in touch with him and his team there on Michigan over kind of toward the high school at 208-265-2225. And over the commercial break, Dr. Adam, you just mentioned that maybe you're changing the name or you're rebranding the name of the business. I mean, you are North Idaho Spine Clinic, but maybe you're going to rebrand to something else. Are you ready to announce that a little bit?
I can, yes. It was a hard call. The practice has been here for 30 years, right, under the North Idaho Spine Clinic name. So I enjoy seeing across the boards and families, and I mean, from womb to tomb, right, from both sides. But that family care with kids, moms, you know, coming in is really what I enjoy. And so we are changing the name. It's going to, well, I'll say it, we already have it. It's going to be Thriving Family Chiropractic.
Ooh.
So we're still working through that and logos and things like that. But we're excited because it really encompasses, like, I want people to thrive, right? And I enjoy working with families. And so it just seemed like a perfect name for us and as we go forward. So it will be changing, but we're same care, same people.
Yeah. And you're still essentially North Idaho Spine Clinic because that sign is still up there saying that.
It is. Everything right now is the same. And so once we're done, we'll get that all changed.
I like that name, Thriving Family, because honestly, it's kind of like what I went through in understanding what chiropractic medicine was all about. I mean, yes, okay, it's headaches and injury, but it's also like through your life thriving, maybe in areas that you're not aware of that you could actually improve on, that you can get improvement. You're not fully conscious. I mean, we all turn, you know, to backup before we had the backup camera on our car, you know, and we had to turn our body a little bit. But so I like that. Thriving families from all ages, babies that you like and the older people that you like. Praise God.
Yeah.
All right. I do have a question on insurance. You do honor insurance. It just depends on what kind of insurance package people have. Do you have any general thoughts on that for our audience?
It does. Chiropractic is covered by a lot of different insurances, you know, from Medicare, that covers it, to, you know, the private insurances people have. I don't take a ton of insurance. So it just so happens.
No, I'm very fortunate.
That, you know, Medicare and Pacific Source, you know, I'm a part of. But other than that, like, I'm not in a lot of networks across the board with that. So, but it is covered. You know, there's other offices that take, you know, all kinds of insurance. I mean, even from Medicaid, Medicare, you know, everything from there.
Well, it's worth asking because it's not something that is not covered, and it may be covered either at your office or someone's office. The other thing that I have just some really different questions. First of all, rebounders or those mini trampolines in our home, inside the home. I just got one a couple of months ago or a month ago, and I wondered immediately, well, what's this going to do to my system that Dr. Adam is working on? What can you say about rebounders?
Yeah. I think they're wonderful, right? I mean, when you're just looking at, like, we just need to move, right? And so number one, if you're looking at them from osteoporosis, like, there is studies and research that show that that impact weight-bearing activity promotes bone health,
builds
right?
Bone.
Builds bone. Yeah. So that jumping, that kind of force, and it is low force, right? Because the trampoline moves with you, or the rebounder moves. It's awesome for balance, right? Like, that's super important. The strength part, and if we're going to, like, look at it, because rebounder, we're really kind of looking, as we age, you start talking more rebounders, right?
Or for the winter. Anybody can, if you don't want to go out on the icy snow, you can rebound inside and still, you know, you don't have to even go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, I love jumping on a trampoline, so it's the same thing. But strength, that's a super important one too, right? Because that's the one, I mean, you hit forward, I mean, you start declining in strength. And, you know, I think from that, those different aspects, the rebounders are awesome.
Yeah. Like
they're just fun. And I'd rather bounce on a rebounder, I think, than run on a treadmill.
Yeah. Somebody asked me if it was boring. I'm like, no, I play music and I don't know. It's just, I pray. It's, I don't know. It's just a good thing for me at least. So I recommend it. Yeah, yeah. I recommend it. Yep. Another question I have that is kind of coming from, I don't know, left field is I have seen TikToks online where chiropractors or veterinarians, somebody's out there adjusting horses and dogs and sheep. What can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's a pretty big field, you know, and I think a lot of it did start with horses because there's big money in horses, right? Yeah. If you're racing horses, like they
only
want
the best.
Yeah, every advantage you can get.
Yeah.
But when you think of chiropractic as basics as helping the nervous system, whether it doesn't matter, right? They have spines, they have nervous systems. So chiropractic care for dogs, horses, like can be such impactful for them. And I don't adjust I adjust my own animals, but I don't adjust other people's. If you talk to someone that adjusts a lot of animals, like they see immediate changes for those animals. Yeah. Whether it's anxiety or, you know, horse that's coming up injured or lame or not, you know. So it's a huge field. And there are a couple people that come up here. I think they're from Coeur d'Alene, and they'll come to some of the stables or the, you know, some of the arenas and stuff up here and
adjust
a bunch of animals in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a teacher tell me he adjusted a snake.
Whoa.
So that was kind of interesting.
I put that in the category of adjusting a cat. Yeah. I don't know. Just, you know, armor up. Yeah, I think that I did see a dog, and the dog was so happy and licking the face of this person. You could see the relief on the dog. I don't know what it was that was wrong, but that dog knew that something good had happened.
Yeah.
It was really good to see. And so the reason that I bring that up in particular is to take you back to babies, because I think that, as you've said, is one of the areas of your practice that you really love to do, and the need is so high and people don't understand it. Babies can't articulate what they're feeling and where they're feeling stress, or they're tight here or whatever.
Yep.
And so talk to us a little bit about the different applications, like babies and then toddlers and then even, you know, going into school age and teenagers as they're growing in these growth spurts.
Yeah. 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 It shifts a little, like what symptoms you'll see, but they're all wrapped up in the same kind of neurologic standpoint. And so, you know, yes, babies can't, babies can scream though, right? Like you can tell when a baby's not happy, right? And when you think of a baby, like they should be pretty calm, relaxed, able. I mean, obviously, like they're going to cry if they're hungry, you know, but we kind of talked about eat, sleep, poop, right?
Yeah.
So if you think of colic, like that's it's just a term, but it's much a baby that can't soothe, can't comfort. They're uncomfortable, right?
Yes.
And so that's kind of a symptom to look at, right? And, you know, a lot of times, and I won't stereotype every like pediatrician, but a lot of times when, you know, they look at colic, they're like, well, they'll grow out of this type of stuff, right? And things do change. But the same symptoms for a 5-year-old that can't sit still and concentrate and like pay attention, like those are colic. Like it's the same symptoms. They just shift down the road, right?
Yeah.
You know, from that standpoint, you know, you get into the teenage years and other things come up, anxiety, like, and it's the same neurology. So I got to go back to think what your question was for a second.
Well, just that as the pediatric care changes through the years, as you were saying, from a baby to a toddler to a kindergarten, you know, first, second, third. What about teenagers?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at teenage, I mean, yes, they're into sports, right?
Yes.
But there's a huge change in their actual body. This is kind of interesting. Like our spines don't truly fuse till like 20. Like for their fully solidified and solid. So still a lot of change. There's probably a lot more neuromuscular stress on teenagers as they're sitting in desks and those kind of things. But
yes.
I also, you know, when I look at really what we're doing with chiropractic and thinking about the emotional health of these teenagers, like we see a lot more anxiety, we see a lot more stress, depression, these different kinds of things. And I think it's always good to have, you know, if you're having those symptoms, seek a professional medical, but chiropractic can be really big for those
kids
too.
Can be a part of the plan for the family, and maybe not always drugs.
Yep.
Well, we have left that. That will be the final word. We have so many different areas that we can cover with Dr. Adam. I'm already wanting to invite him back. So thanks, everybody. Dr. Adam, thank you so much for being here and sharing with our audience.
Thank you for inviting me.
And sharing with those little babies and me. All right, everyone. I'm glad you're with us. Next week, I'm looking forward to talking with Joyce Jowdy. She's with the East Bonner Library System, and she's going to bring in an author. And also, we're going to take a look at music through the Suzuki method. They're going to be doing demonstrations and classes at the library. So we have a lot on the ticket for next week. Don't miss it. Until then, this is Barbara saying, take care of yourself, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends. Yes.